Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation. Folks, this is Will. We've got a recording that we did of Benny LeBeau just a few days ago to let you know what he's up to these days. And that's about 35 minutes, and that'll be followed by an interview that we did with him a couple of years ago. Thanks for listening. Well, hi, everybody. We've got Benny LeBeau on the line. He's got about a 15-minute update on his activities. What you been up to, Benny? Where are you, and where are you going?
All right. Now I'm in Washington State around Olympia, in Washington, and we've been doing medicine bowl ceremonies, and we did one here last year up here to heal the environment. And since then, in 2010, going into 2011, we've been doing medicine bowl ceremonies to promote healing for the environment. And right now, we're preparing to do a 4,000-mile medicine bowl ceremony that will involve North, Central, and South America, which is being orchestrated in a way by the work that was done for between 9 and 7 months in Mexico and Guatemala and Costa Rica and down in parts of South America with the spiritual peoples of the Mayans and Aztecs, the Incas, and many other groups of the people that are the red nations that are indigenous to America and all the other indigenous tribes of the earth, which represents the black, the white, and the yellow nations also, that there were many groups that were contacted, and around the world, world messages were sent out for people to consider to come together on June 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st on the solstice of the 2012 to heal the energies in the environment. And this is a process that has been an ongoing work that has been done by myself and others who have joined in the dreams and visions since we did the ceremony to heal the Super Yellowstone Volcano on May 8th of 2004.
I remember that one. That one,
sacred site.
That one worked. It hushed the volcano. I remember that because I talked to you right about that time.
Yes, and so that healed the volcano because of the vibration on the opposite side of the earth is Iran and Iraq. So Mother Earth is really sensitive to sounds and vibrations and actions and even words and thoughts of people that are being recorded in the electrical magnetic energy force fields of the environment, which is there's a matrix on the surface, and as Native American peoples and other groups alike understand this, it's known as Grandmother Spider's Web of Life. And like Chief Self in Washington, part of the tribes in Washington there, he was known as Chief Seattle eventually. And what he had mentioned in many of his recordings that was been interpreted the best that they could get it was that he said that what man does to the web of life, man does to himself. So because of this, what's happening, we're clearing the web of life with these ceremonies, clearing the elements of the earth, wind, fire, and water to bless the environment. And in the environment, there are many things that has transpired and has been recorded in the web of life, in the flower of life, it's called as a symbol of a geometric pattern that holds the DNA of all creation, which are the cells of the earth and the cells of the body, which is the molecular structure of the mitochondrial DNA. So this is all scientific information and wisdom. As a Native American as an Eastern Shoshone from the Wind River Indian Reservation, I was asked by my elders to go to college, and I did for almost 5 years, and then I had many dreams and visions from the ancestors, and they asked me to now leave. I had learned enough in college of the false ways of being taught there, of not working with the way of healing the earth, and what was taking place with the greed and materialism through the mining and development and taking of the resources in a not a very beautiful way, which was harming the environment, which was causing earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, floods, and volcanoes because of bad sound and vibration and pillaging and thundering Mother Earth, so to say. So because of these things, this was why we did that ceremony to heal the Super Yellowstone Volcano in Wyoming, and we worked on 20 sacred sites. One was in the center, 19 in a circle, and because of this work, that ceremony was 1,200 miles across, and it did heal the energy. And the scientists said it was only a coincidence that this did take place and it did heal, but this was predicted by the dreams and the visions I sent out to humanity. And many joined us at that time to heal the environment. And so this is what we're doing again to heal the North, Central, and South America energies that are out of balance. So with this kind of work, we're here to represent the healing, to soften the blow in nature of the earthquakes, volcanoes, fires, floods, tornadoes, tsunamis, and those kinds of things, and to send a message to the world of how peace works, is having peace in our actions and thoughts and taking care of Mother Earth as stewards of Mother Earth, giving thankfulness to her and holding love for her and taking things in a ceremonial way of respect and blessing everything that we take. Every hole we cut in the earth, we heal the hole. We talk to Mother Earth before we take it and tell her why we're going to utilize it for the betterment of all people, all of creation, and we do the prayer, and then we feel the energy. It doesn't leak out of the earth when we cut a hole. It's like cutting a hole in your arm. Life force energy leaks out. in the earth. It's the same thing. You cut a hole in the earth. The life force energy of Mother Earth leaks out, which is electrical current. And that electrical current is what we survive from, is electricity. And that's electrical magnetic energy. So there's a lot of ways to talk about it. I don't want to go into it so deep, but I'd like to bring an awareness that because of these things, this is how we've been healing places that have droughts, by healing the holes and the cuts of mining and development, roads and highways, railroads, and also warring and fighting in the historical record that has been recorded in the elements of Mother Earth and Mother Nature worldwide. So whether it's been warring and fighting with the tribes who were warring and fighting before the Spaniards came, before the white nations came, where they warred and fought, the souls were trapped in the electromagnetic energy force field of the environment, and they were trapped there, and that holds a low vibrational energy, and nature falls out of balance there because of what took place. So in the ceremonies, we do spirit releasement ceremonies by releasing the spirits of the people. A lot of people have seen the wars replaying, like the fighting in the Civil War. You can still see the people replaying the warring and fighting. A lot of the people's souls are still trapped in the houses. And so when you do these ceremonies, we release the spirit of the people who have passed away. And we do that for the animals. We do it for the birds. We do it for the trees. We do it for all things. And when we clear that, then the rainbow colors turn bright again, and there's a heavy energy that's there, releases and goes away. And when we heal the energy of the environment, then we have a pristine environment that is a whole lot better than what it once was. But all we can do is to heal the energy of Mother Earth, and we can't change her from shifting. She's going to shift anyway, and because, you know, we went too far now in what's happened in the history of mining and development and warring and fighting with the greed and materialism. But a time would come when we would recognize this information and wisdom and clarity by wisdom keepers that had the prophecies and the messages and the dreams and the visions and the heart to hear these messages, to deliver them to humanity. There would be many people would come forth, and they'd be known as the Warriors of the Rainbow, and they would be people of great heart, great mind, great spirit, to break out of the old and bring in the new, which would be the old, but letting the old way of what humanity was following go and move into a way that was talking about how the energy of the environment works in peaceful ways and brings peace in the area as we clear the negative things that happened in those places. And this is what we're proposing to take place in this 4,000-mile medicine hole ceremony. It's going to be, you know, 4,000 miles across, and that's in North Central South America. So we're hoping to send this message to the world so that with the information and teachings is on my website, or our website, with it's called earthwisdomfoundation.net, and it's the Eagle Condor United medicine hole ceremony, that the Eagle Nations and the Condor Nations unite all nations and cultures to set in ceremonies to take a look at what's taking place in their areas in the historical record of history, the drama and trauma of warring and fighting. There's addictions, there's suicides, there's been war, a lot of souls are trapped there, on the roads animals have been killed, a lot of people died. Just to clear the roads of all that kind of energies and look into the history of what took place in their areas and clear and clean that, and then we'll bring the vibration a lot higher and cleaner on the whole planet, and then we don't have to go through horrendous disasters. We'll go through gentle shifts like little small volcanoes erupting or small earthquakes. A series of small things that will take place in nature if we clear that negative energy. If we don't clear the negative energy, so the energy is coming in from the solar flares, with the solar flares from the sun, and the energy coming in from the galactic center in the Milky Way, and it hits the Earth. Wherever the negative energy is, it will get hit hard, and that's where the Earth will rip and tear apart. Volcanoes could erupt. Tornadoes are activating. All this kind of nature's forces is bringing an awareness to humanity But humanity is not getting the message of why it's happening, how and why, and the cause and effect of this kind of information. So with the work that is being represented by the work that Earth Wisdom Foundation is doing, it's a non-profit organization that was put together by some friends who saw the importance of the work that was being done because of the dreams that were coming in May of 2008 to heal the Super Yellowstone Volcano and to send a message about the warring and fighting in Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan was a vibration that was closing the geysers and the vents that were, you know, the steam releasing was closed and sealed. So we had to do an acupuncture, acupressure ceremony on 19 sacred sites with sound and prayer to all nations and cultures to come together and set on those 19 places in a circle and one in the middle in the Grand Tetons. So on these sacred sites, it's the healing the holes and the cuts. So these are some of the things that are going on the equinoxes and solstices because of the high energy that comes in, multiplies the power, that increases our prayer power with our intentions to heal the web of life. And we look into it, and whatever we see there, we put in a decree, and we ask it to be erased and cleaned from the record of the elements. And we do ceremonies like the Kogis have told me. They do them for 9 days. Well, we're doing them for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But if we could do 9 days of clearing the energy in the environment in our areas, we would have a beautiful, pristine, gentle climate return, the best that we could get it. And it would show that. And it's been happening in all these ceremonies that has been sponsored by these dreams and visions through the Earth Wisdom Foundation, through the dreams and visions of all nations and cultures who have come together to support healing for Mother Earth and healing those environments in the elements of the earth, wind, fire, and water.
Oh.
And this is what I were asking humanity to consider to do with us, to join us and to support coming to the rescue of Mother Earth, will be coming to the rescue of themselves and also healing within themselves, is healing their emotions and thoughts of negativity, greed, materialism, egos, angers, hatreds, jealousies, judgments, etc., etc., etc. Because if humanity would realize that every word, thought, action that they're doing is recorded in the elements every day. And the things I'm saying today are being recorded in the environment right now. And so I'm asking it to be as pure, and beautiful, as beautiful, as beautiful ever was, without pointing fingers at anyone or saying any negative thing about anyone, but asking all things to be cleared and cleansed and everyone to forgive each other, turn towards each other again. Most cultures have turned their backs on each other, to turn and face each other and realize in history it wasn't some of us who in past lives did that, but now in this lifetime we didn't do that to each other, but some of us did in past lives. Now, a lot of people don't believe in past lives. But the thing is, many of the cultures in humanity do believe in reincarnation, and then many don't. But the thing is, this is what we believe. And when we understand this, we clean the record of our past lives 7 generations back, 7 generations of negativity, and we clear our path. We clear our forefathers and our mothers before us, grandfathers and grandmothers, of their negativity, and a lot of them were positive. Had a lot of positivity going on too, but all of that is still replaying in ourselves. Well, the past, the present, and the future live simultaneously with each other. And when we can recognize this, we know that we're all related to each other because we are all what the elements are made of. The trees are made of the elements. The animals, the birds, the grasses, the plants, the wood, our houses, the glass, the forks, the spoons, the rocks, everything is what we are made of. So we're related to everything. So whatever we do, we affect everything with every word, every thought, every action. And the messages of the original instructions, which were given in the cultures and traditions of the covenants of the tribes, was that we were to share all of these ceremonies with each other. We never owned them. They were given to us because the Great Spirit and Mother Earth said, we'd like you to make an agreement, a covenant with us. If you would do these certain things, here's the way of the earth. Here's the way of peace. Here's the way of love. Here's the way of gratitude. Here's the way that subsistence will be given to you, and everything will be beautiful when you sing these songs of love for all of creation, give gratitude and thankfulness, everything will be beautiful. Whatever you ask for, you receive it in the most sacred way. If you follow these instructions of nature's laws, it will be beautiful. But if you choose not to follow them, you will change the beauty, and this will surely teach you lessons. And those are the prophecies of the earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, floods, droughts, the food getting sick, poisons and toxins and chemicals would come because of greed and materialism, and then the world would become sick. And what has happened? Exactly that. Now, time would come when humanity would awaken to this kind of information. And so it's been a journey to bring this awareness to the nations because of how we go out and we do the work. So if anyone would like to help us, we'd like you to consider to support the Earth Wisdom Foundation. And it takes a lot of funds and finances to get this work done. So we're doing a gathering in the Grand Tetons. And while I was in, or not just myself, my wife and myself and another man.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something. And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, Nation.
We traveled and talked to many of the cultures of the Mayans, priestesses and priestesses. I mean, both males and females, priests and priestesses. And they shared a lot of information about what was coming for the future, and so did the Aztec people. But they have different names in their groups, the Aztecas and the Maya, that they would like us to consider to come north to join us in the ceremonies and to do many of these kinds of things. But it takes lots of funds and finances to get them north. They have to pay for visas. So it's like they have to pay off their government down there in order to fly out of their countries. And it's kind of a shame what's going on with that, but that's the process in order to get them north. And then the plane ticket and the paying for the visas cost money. So we'd like to get them north to bring messages, because that's the prophecy of the Eagle and Condor, that the heart would be healed in the north when the people of the south would come north. With the heart energy, the green heart energy, the heart chakra, represents the emerald grid. We put love back into the web of life, but they would bring a recognition to this information, that we could get them north. And I really pray that this will happen for us, and if anyone wants to help us, please get in touch with me. You can go to earthwisdomfoundation.net, my phone number is there, and my email there, and all that is there. And, you know, this will cost who knows how much. But, you know, we're hoping the one plane ticket and to get someone here is probably to take care of them is around $3,000 to $5,000 per person. So we would like to see 8 people come up, males and females, husbands and wives, of grandfathers and grandmothers, wisdom carriers to come north. And if we could get that many here, we could at least send a message into the web of life to activate the people who have never heard these messages of the Mayan and the Aztec information, which represents the Mayan calendars and the Aztec calendars, as said many things for us. So the prophecies have said that there would be many disasters that would take place. Well, the consciousness had awakened, and the Kogis were wondering why many of these disasters didn't take place that they were told was going to happen. So they went into prayer, they went back into their prayer circles and prayed, and went into their caves, and when they came back, what they found and what they heard, what was communicated with them by the Holy Ones or the sacred beings that came to them and told them that humanity had woke up. So therefore, when they cleared the negative energy in the environment and cleared up their energies and their actions of having more love and compassion and caring for all that it is around them, and that changed the disasters from happening, stopped them. And sure, some did take place, but the other ones that were prophesied to take place did take place. And that was because humanity and others who joined in these ceremonies around the world are doing their own ceremonies along with us. This is the work that has been done to bring a beautiful world. And right now, these are what we ask cultures to consider to do. And
hello?
Again, you know, they call me Blue Thunder because I bring water and rain. I communicate with the blue light that comes from the thunder being energy. And blue brings truth and wisdom. And I take direction from the white light, which is peace, which represents a spiritual being of peace known as White Eagle, who calls himself the chief of the chief of the chief of the chief of the chief chief chiefs, who is a spiritual messenger, and he calls himself the Great Spirit. And so he talks with me and visits with me and visits with many people around the world. And then some of the spiritual deities or beings, the Holy One, like White Buffalo Woman, and other ancestors and other beings of deities of all nations and cultures are communicating with all of humanity. And a lot of the white people are hearing from the chiefs of the Red Nations. They're hearing from from all cultures, nations, spiritual beings are communicating with all of humanity now. And this is what was said, the prophecies of the melting pot energy would come into the Americas and the United States, in other areas of North America, Mexico, Guatemala, South America. In the Americas, it would be known as the New Jerusalem. And in the New Jerusalem would be many cultures would come. And we would awaken humanity in the name of peace of how the laws of nature work as stewards. And peace cannot come unless people know how the elements work and how it's recorded. So in Iran and Iraq and Jerusalem, if they're not, if they don't understand this, or even in the United Nations, then how could there ever be peace if the elements aren't cleaned and cleared out of the energies of the surface of the planet? Because everything spins in a circle, and whatever goes out comes back around and replays itself. So history repeats itself because the energy has not been cleared and cleaned. If we want history to repeat peace and love and harmony, then we put the prayers in for that to be, and we clear all the negativity of warring, fighting, anger, resentment, suicides, murders, rapes, you name it. And we bless the environment to be cleared of all that action and the energies that spin for the sacred sites. Give that spinning power, energy, electrical current to all of creation for the life force energy for things to survive. So that electrical current comes from the sacred sites. And on those sacred sites, there's many places of burials, rock art, mountain peaks like Mount Shasta, Mount Rainier, Mount Whitney, San Francisco Peaks, Mount Taylor, and many other places that give us the power to survive. And all of these mountain peaks communicate with each other and they talk to each other.
Well, hello everybody. This is your old buddy Blue Otter coming to you from the mysterious Ozark, Ogre County, And our guest, once again, the Honorable Benny LeBeau, Blue Thunder. And how you doing, Grandfather Benny?
Hey, I'm doing great there, Blue Water. Thank you for back with me and wanting to visit with me on some different issues.
Man, I'm telling you, you're the busiest guy. You have been all over since the last time we talked, and doing some good things. I'm sure you feel pretty good about what you're doing. So, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been traveling back and forth to talk about coming together, the tribal nations, to work on a earth healing ceremony similar to what I've been doing with the 19 plus 1 to alleviate the problem with the volcano in Yellowstone on May 8th of 2004. And then later, November 15th, we did another medicine wheel ceremony in California that brought the rain back to the trees on November 15th and 20th. So since then, I've been traveling, talking to tribes about earth and vibration and sound, wanting to, all the spirits and dreams and visions are asking for people to consider many things today because of the natural disasters that are unnatural disasters that's being put into the public view. And these different perspectives are, this is repurification time. The earth is going to fix all the areas that are causing lots of negativity and problems around the world. And for us, the prophecies say that the indigenous nations will lead the world into understanding how we can do many things in sacredness and heal the earth. And so the tribal nations have this vibration and sound and harmony within their ceremonies to reharmonize the earth with sound and vibration. Many of the tribal nations have forgotten. And the messages come to me that I'm to go visit with them and ask them to consider these things and begin to remember exactly why we're here on this, on Mother Earth.
Right, right. Well, you
some of the things I'm doing.
You were up at White Earth recently, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a tremendous problem with suicide.
I tried to talk with them before in the past, but they locked the reservation down and they weren't letting any members in except for their own. And the Indian Health Service was in there doing some work with their, psychological, psychiatric type ways of trying to help the people. But, they're doing the best they can with the people who are in there trying to work. And while I was there, last month, they've had a suicide every week, one a week, they told me. It's one of the spiritual leaders. I was invited to go to a ceremony while I was over that way. And in the fire department, there were some spirits there. So I went over to help out, and they wanted me to help do the cedaring and different things. So they asked me to help them, and when I did, they opened up to me and talked about some of the problems in the community. And right now there's a lot of people who are dying there, and they mentioned to me that one young man had been hurt and beat up by some gangs and thrown into the lake, Red Lake. And then a spiritual leader from the north had a, through our ways of indigenous peoples, told them where they would find his body in the lake. They went and looked, and sure enough, there he was.
Yeah.
So they asked me what I thought about the lake. But I didn't know this, and I told them there seems to be a lot of dead spirits in the water. That means people. They've died in the water, and they're out there. And so they've imaged the water. So it's like when you drink the water, the darkness is there as a dark spirit, so it's causing problems. And so with many things that we understand as indigenous nations, similar to Dr. Emoto, he had something take place in a dam in Japan, and a person had died in the water. When he took a picture of the water, it showed the person's face. And so he talked about this, and so what they did was do a prayer in the lake now to alleviate that problem. When they did that, talking to the water to release that man who drowned there, the air bubbles formed around his body, and he floated to the surface, and they retrieved him.
Oh, you're kidding.
And speaking to the water releases the spirits of negativity, anger, and hatred, because water holds the vibration of what we do and think. So through the tribal nations, we know this. Some remember, but many have forgotten. Throwing thoughts at each other is like shooting a ray at each other and knocking each other over. So these are the messages of bad thought forms, anger, hatred, jealousy, pain, sorrow, and suffering. It's these kinds of things that shoots holes into auroras in our auroras are seven colors. You know, we got seven colors within us. And so they knock dark holes in us, and that's where the viruses and sicknesses and contamination of the emotions are being hurt, because of not having great thought forms that the Creator, the Great Spirit, gave us. All cultures, all nations. And so these are some of the messages that have been sent to the ancestors and visions and dreams to myself and others. And we're asking our tribal nations to now that when the water is imaged, if the water gets imaged that Dr. Emoto proved, what are we doing to ourselves when we're thinking these thoughts? Well, we're destroying ourselves and others with anger and hatred. And these are some of the messages and the things that has been coming to me. And I've been working with Dr. Emoto, visiting with him. And as a matter of fact, I just got done visiting with him again at a talk he did in Big Bear Lake on California, up in the mountains. And so, you know, we've talked about many things. And the imaging has went into the soil. Wherever someone was murdered, killed, raped, or wars, or whatever took place there, that energy and that vibration is still in the soil. That means wherever people were killed, their spirit is still in the soil. So people see these ghosts in houses and buildings here and there. Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly what it is. Those things are trapped and they can't get out. So the carpets of Mother Earth has much blood-stained things on them of these kinds of entities, with the animals being killed and murdered, the humans being killed and murdered, the grass, the trees being killed and murdered. There's much negativity there. Of the clear cutting of the trees, the pollution of the desecration that's taking place on the earth, tearing up the tree of life and taking the fruit of the life is the gold, the silver, the diamonds, the rubies, the copper, the coal, the oil, and all those things has imaged the earth in trauma. And the messages for us as indigenous nations of the visions and our dreams are asking our peoples to come back into order. And to go to them places and clear them with our drums and our vibration and our thoughts. Our thoughts clears the water, like Dr. Emoto has proved in his messages from water. If we put our thoughts in the water and it's dark and looks like cancerous cells, we put our thoughts on our love, peace, and harmony and giving thanks, that water turns pure. So it's like if I get a drink of water out of the tap, like this morning, for instance, that's what I did, and I tasted it. It had a lot of chemicals. I had a friend sitting with me, a Chimawavi Navajo lady, and we were sitting there talking, and I said, see this water? It has the chemicals. And I put my hand over it, put my thoughts on it, and this water will change pure, and I can drink it. There'll be no chemicals, and that won't go into my body and hurt me. So when I do this, watch, the water will change. And I did my thoughts and my prayers on the water, and it changed. There was no chemicals in there then. That's how we can change all pollution. Radiation, contamination, everything on the earth can be cleared and cleansed. But the indigenous nations have the power to do this with their drums, their thoughts, their vibrations of songs, the 13 tones of harmony. Many things have been given to us, but we have forgotten. And many of the tribal nations are still using war dances, war ceremonies. These are not of peace. These are of anger and the vibration of the past. So when they're still doing those ceremonies, they're still carrying on war, not knowing what that energy force behind it is that is still causing separation. They're going to go back into the old days. They're going to go back into the old ways. Those old ways are the war ceremonies, and they're practicing them still. This is why the contamination and the direction of what's going on in the reservations is suicides, drunkenness, drug abuse, etc. is happening. Not only that, but the darkness is in the water. We're being imprinted, implanted by many things of the dark entities that are attacking us. And when we forget to use prayer and thoughts and sound to clear those things out of the areas, there will continue to be suicides. And this is what's happening in Red Lake. So now with these many messages, they wanted me to come back. But for me, I travel here and there. But I travel on nickels and dimes. And it's hard for even tribal nations to get each other to go places. Of funding and finances. So, you know, I cry out in prayers and songs to the Creator to help send finances when I need them, and people send me, you know, frequent flyer miles or different ways to get me there. And, you know, my tribal nations of the Shoshones in Wyoming think that I'm out here selling sacred site information, and I went crazy. I'm not following their traditions. I said I've turned into a white Indian, and there's many things being said. And so this is gossiping, pointing fingers, and jumping to conclusions of the war ceremonies. So in our Shoshone nations, we have war bonnet dances. And those war bonnet dances are being carried on, and I was attacked by some members saying, we still carry the war bonnets and the war bonnet dance song. This is our tradition. You're not following tradition. I said, yeah, I'm not following war, that's for sure. The messages are to stay in peace. We put the blood, and we cursed ourselves when we put the blood on these sacred feathers that carry the white sacred light of peace. And that white sacredness is what we carry on our center poles, the tree of peace, the tree of knowledge in our sun dances, where we don't pierce there. We call this the following the heart of the rose of peace.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something. And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for and the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, nation.
At this tree of life, tree of knowledge that radiates white light when the vibrations come in through the sacred medicine pole ceremony that we're doing called Sundance, and the blue it's on the other fork of the tree. It brings in the clarity of wisdom and knowledge. The blue and the white flag of knowledge and peace and sacredness. And following peace is following the rose and the heart of this rose that was given to us as Shoshones. And all cultures had the same and similar within the indigenous nations and all cultures of the world. And everything is the same and similar, but they're different. But they do the same purpose, no matter what they do. And so this is what I'm calling forth now, is that the tribal nations in California, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming, and I have another dream of these states, and Arizona, to do this ceremony for the Uto-Aztecan linguistic groups of the Shoshonean linguistic peoples, which are the Hopis, the Utes, the Paiutes, the Chemehuevi, the Losino, the Serranos, and many other tribes who speak this language, who are the lost tribes in California, to open up to do ceremonies on 13 sacred sites in this crescent moon, which I'm calling the Dolphin Nation Activation, that will activate the water in these areas and heal the earth where the mining is in Nevada, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming, and California, and ask them to wake up and use their minds and their thoughts to clear the land and to fix things, because nature is going to fix itself. Where the contamination of development and destruction has taken place is the disasters that take place all across the world. If we can do these things together, one mind, one heart, we heal the earth, we protect our children, and we bring about great awareness of how to use our thought forms and protect Mother Earth and the environments, protecting the sacred sites that have been developed by greed, so on and so forth. And so these are some of the messages. I guess that's a mouthful.
That's great. I applaud what you're doing. Let me digress back to the clearing of water. I know this is something that my wife Betty would especially appreciate because she doesn't like that old chemical water. And what can you know, without actually going through ceremony, you know, which you don't want to do in a recording, what can people do to clear their own water, say if they're at a restaurant and can't get this filtered water?
Well, all they can do is look at the water with their eyes, put their hand by the water, and then radiate out a thought that says, I want all the anger, the sickness, and the darkness that's in this water to leave. For if a person had picked up that water, it was drinking water that we buy in a store, but they were angry and pissed off and they were going through a bad time, that vibration went into the water, that means the darkness went into it, the person. So they call these the snakes. They go in the water. It's the bad thoughts. It's the bad thinking processes. The emotions of that person goes in the water. Now, if this water is coming from a treatment plant, the people are there, and they're working there. Those thoughts go in the water, so what the people are drinking are the person's thoughts, which is the darkness, which is what we call the snakes, go in the water. And then when they go in the water, they go in us, and what do we have during the day? We have what that person had. And that's how it works. And the way to clear that is with vibration. So our thoughts are vibrating thoughts that goes towards the water and vibrates. And then if I put my hand by it, out of the middle of my hand, shoots a vibration, a spiral, touches the water. What my thoughts are is that vibration of the spiral that's going into the water, asking it to change the darkness out, now to change over in alchemy, to turn to sacred white, silver color, and also to be golden. That goes into the water, which restores the prisms of the rainbows in there, like a crystal. Mm-hmm. That turns crystal clear. The chemicals, the pollution, the bad thought forms will turn to purity. Now the water is pure. We're water. When we drink the water, what's inside me that is dark or not good, that water will change it and keep the illnesses and the sicknesses from me. That means the same thing has to be done with the food. Anyone who contaminated the animal, like the chickens being killed on these, you know, these lines are going down and they're all on this rolling thing and they're all being killed and murdered by these machines. Well, they're in fear. So that's what happens to the food. And when the people eat chicken, it's got fear in it. What does it do? It puts fear into the people, etc. The pig, the cow. And if they're being fed chemicals and we're eating those chemicals, you can imagine the illnesses and the sicknesses and why we are sick. And putting our thoughts on the meat, the food, the eggs, everything clears and cleans it. Now, people ask a lot, saying, well, why does this happen immediately, or does it take a long time to do this? And the messages are, if the people are in peace and in love and harmony with inside themselves, they can do it within an instant. But those who are anger and hatred and try to do it, it'll take them a lot longer to clear because they don't have high energy, high clear light, or clear thoughts to do that. But if they sit and continue to do it for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, or even 5 minutes, it can be just like 1 second for a person who is real pure in their minds and hearts. But those who aren't pure in great thought forms of having peace and love and caring ways within them will not be able to do that as fast as those who do.
Oh.
This is the reteaching and restructuring of how thought forms work, how the indigenous nations work with their knowledges and wisdoms through sound and vibration is the cultures and the traditions of why they're doing what they've been doing for thousands and thousands of years, and the tribal nations have forgotten.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean each and every one of them. And that means they're the cultures too, the same and similar.
Right, that's right.
So for me, these are the messages that I'm told to carry through to bring this clarity to the other tribal nations and the cultures. As we do the work in America, as the coming together, like the five fingers of the hand, is the people of the Condor nations in the south of the Americas, and then in the central are the Eagle nations of the Americas, which is the United States, and the northern part, which is Canada, which are some of the Buffalo nations. So we've got the Buffalo nations, the Eagle nations, and the Condor nations. Asking them to consider some of these things so that we can fulfill the prophecies, that we can heal the earth, heal the water, heal the air and the fire, which is electrical magnetic energy, is the fire and also the volcanoes. So that means volcanoes, tsunamis, tornadoes, and all forms of environmental things that are happening to us is being caused by the human thought forms and their actions on the earth. And now when we begin to understand some of these things, we can heal anything on the planet. Nothing is impossible. There is hope. When people begin to know this, and when they do it, they see it happen in front of their eyes. It takes place like the volcano that went to sleep in Yellowstone National Park on May 8th of 2004 was those kinds of thought forms. And then on November 15th again, to bring the rain and the snow and the springs back alive in Big Bear Medicine Hole ceremony, it took place again. And now again we're doing this other ceremony of the crescent moon. And when we do this, I'm calling forth to those nations who lived in that crescent moon design, or that area on the earth, has asked them to come together. And some of those mission Indians in California are the Shoshone-speaking nations, but they are living with anger and hatred and are lost. And so I'm calling to the lost peoples to come together on the sacred sites, and that's what I'm doing in California. But it's very tough, so I'm asking for people out there to check out my website and help send donations to me to travel for gas and money to make it to these tribal nations, communities, to help me, because this is a very hard job, and it doesn't pay very much. But it's a thrilling adventure out here, let me tell you. I've been asked not to come back in many areas and leave. I've been threatened. It's a great job.
Yeah.
But why would anyone want to do this? Well, because I love Mother Earth, and I love our children. I want to see peace, and I want to see freedom. And I love Mother Earth so much, like I love the children and our people, that we could have peace finally sometime in the future, knowing these kinds of things will come. So the leadership of the past, of those elders who came forth, men and women who are gone now and sacrificed themselves for us today, have distilled these things within us to protect the sacred sites. Now the information is coming out that I have and others showing what the sacred sites are about and how they hold the energy there to keep the earth clean and cleared and cleansed. But many of our tribal nations forgot. And the Creator said, I'm here to help remind them so they can begin to remember, because of these burdens that we carry, is the burdens that I carry for all the nations to bring these messages to them, which is a heavy burden in itself, along with the other brothers and sisters out there who are doing the same and similar work that have been on your show and other shows and other talk shows across the nation and have been...
You have 1 minute remaining.
Hurt. Some of them have died from illnesses and sicknesses because of those people's thoughts being thrown at them. Prejudice, hatred, and anger. And those things, what they're doing to each and every one of their tribal members, their children, and those things. And for them to begin to wake up and understand what's happening. And so it goes back to the old saying, wake up and smell the roses of peace.
Well, let's see. Had another question for you. Oh, yeah, were you able to get the funding to go down to Peru with Maria Gourlay?
No, I wasn't able to do that. And I was supposed to go to Egypt, and I didn't get that either. But that was the way it was supposed to be, because I had other work in store for me that it wasn't time for me to go there. So I was to do these other things, and I was to just go to Minnesota and visit with our brothers and sisters over there and to talk with them. And now also to do the other work that I was intended to do was by following these dreams and visions that are being sent right now.
Well, let me ask you, let's just say if somebody out there has a recreational vehicle or a van camper or something that they'd like for you to use, would that be more efficient than traveling by car and staying in a motel?
Well, it sure would be, but the message is for them, you know. A lot of people have those things, they want to get rid of them, they barely run.
Yeah.
I don't need something to give me a headache for me to put more money in if they want to do something like that. Someone has something, I need something that will run for 80,000 to 150,000 miles, and that means that's as many miles that'll go in there in just in a short few months. So if they want to offer something and give me a headache, then, you know, I don't want something that'll cause me a headache. If they want to offer something, I hope that they could send something that's brand new so it could run a long ways. But I know that it's hard to find those people, but anything that runs great and could last for at least 60 or 70,000 miles without me having to put $300, $500, $800 into it would be great. So I guess you can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I know Toyota trucks, even, you know, if they're 5-10 years old and they've got a couple hundred thousand miles on them, those things, I mean, 180,000 miles on a Toyota pickup is only about half its life. So if you run across somebody's got a Toyota pickup, a truck, they're a good deal.
Yeah, that's fine, you know. And for me, I travel across the country, so I'm asking people to help with frequent flyer miles or however, because that's the only way I travel. And you know, people think I'm getting rich, especially my people at home out here selling sacred site information. Well, if they could be with me, they'd see how rich I am.
Yeah.
That means I don't have any riches. The money I get, I spend to go here and there to the next place.
Yeah. Great.
But anyway, it's pretty crazy out here.
Very expensive to travel, and I saw recently where the the EPA or the Center for Disease Control has announced a moratorium on the use of fluoride for drinking water. And I think it's really interesting because I'd always suspected a link between fluoride and cancer. And I know that back in the 1880s that there was a man in Utah that was told in a dream or vision that cities and municipalities and governments would start putting something in water that would cause cancer. And, there's countries like Belgium, those people smoke a lot more than we do and drink a lot more than we do, but we have so much more heart disease and other kinds of problems than they do. And, you know, we drink and smoke less, so there's got to be something about what's going in our bodies. Now, you mentioned what could be in water, you know, and then when you start thinking that about...
I'm not saying what could be, I'm saying what is.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, you know what is, but... What I'm going to bring up is a lot of people start thinking about what could be, because you know when you flush your toilet, it goes to the municipal sewage treatment plant, and they run the water through aeration, and your drinking water is basically recycled wastewater. People don't know this, and. Gee whiz, you know, so you can imagine, you know, what kind of sickness and illness and everything that, even though the hard matter, the bacteria may be gone, the vibrations, all these things are still in the water. No wonder we're so sick in this country.
And that's the messages of using thought forms, how to clear things. This is what we've always understood, but it doesn't teach that in kindergarten,
nope.
Grade school, high school, or college. And why? Everybody knew that. We could clear our own waters. We don't need all those contraptions and inventions that are being invented for money and making fluoride and all this. We don't need any of that. We can use our thoughts to clear our water and fix it and hydrate it and make it pure, just like the foods. All those things are made for greed. And the people fall into the role of following through with it because they're educated to think that, and that's what's taking place. And the people have been brainwashed and are lost. And so our tribal nations are lost in education. So, you know, my tribal elders that sent me to college was to go spy on college in a way to go see why they won't listen and why they're teaching these things and come back and tell us what you see and what you found. Well, I did. What I found was corruption and darkness of teaching false teachings and all these things tearing up the earth and engineering and construction, development, how to get 3 and 4 houses, how to manipulate this, manipulate that, how to divide, how to multiply, how to fractionalize people, how to do all these things. And I was like, only macro. And I went back and told them. I said, you're crazy. We were told to send our children to get educated. Well, if they're getting educated and they're coming back, then why are they not following through with what earth wisdom or earth knowledge is about? They don't understand it anymore, and they come back, they don't even want to do that. They think they need to be rich and powerful now. And what's that doing to them? Took them into greed. Well, the greed is teaching them all what's going on, which is destroying the earth, fighting in wars, manipulations of the earth's resources, fighting over who's going to be rich and who isn't. Those kinds of informations. And so these are what's going on. And because of what you're talking about with the contamination of the waters and recycling and all this and that, we don't need to do any of these kinds of things. Well, we can do all this with our minds and our hearts. But yes, we can. We do need some of those things now, because it's just hard to think about exactly what we're going to need to do for the future. But if we just step back and look and see, we know that the future is bleak ahead, because we're still continuing to move forward with education to destroy the earth and not really understand what we're doing. Right now, the environmental agencies are trying to come up with new ways of healing the environment, and none of that works. Not one of them things work in a great manner. 100%, no way. The only way it'll work 100% is understanding native indigenous knowledges of sound and vibration through our prayers, through our thoughts, through our songs, through our cultures that gave us these wisdoms. And then the people are fighting over who's right, who's wrong, because they fell into the role of the European thought forms that came in, the Spaniards and etc., and even their own indigenous nations called judgments. And now they are not in peace. And when we come into peace, we'll begin to learn and know these things that we're talking about on the show this evening or during the day whenever you broadcast this.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, nation.
That now's the time for them to wake up and smell the roses. I mean, how long is it going to take them? Until they watch their children die in front of them because they're persecuting them and telling them how to walk, how to be, and how to breathe. When they've been given their own visions and dreams and gifts to come into the world and use them, now they're being persecuted for the way they believe. They're hearing voices, seeing spirits, and they're sending them in to get on Prozac and Zoloft and rehabs and rehabilitations, and eventually they become angry and hateful and they end up in prisons or end up dead. These are the many messages that the people, I believe, and the messages that have been sent that are saying that these are some of the things our cultures, and especially indigenous nations, need to take into consideration to come under, to understand that it's peace. For brothers for all nations, fighting keeps the fears of darkness within us. And understanding these with each race on the earth brings the pathways of truth to the understandings and the meanings and the teachings which needed. For Mother Nature is crying for peace, and it rings throughout the realms of the whole world. And this truth will follow beneath our footsteps that has been trodden by the followers of purity of our ancestors of the past, that help bring all nations forth in a bright light of sacredness that will diminish all the darkness along our shadows that we have caused to the earth. And each of these new warriors, the Rainbow Warriors, are being chosen to follow those old belief systems. That is how it works. And through this, we'll bring all the light through all the forces to erase the darkness upon Mother Earth. And bringing forth the spoken truth is what is needed to fulfill the nation's traditions. And many will falter or fall from these ways, which is happening now. But bringing hope within these that are wandering in their own shadows, and they're whispering inside them is gathering. But within the heart, each and every one knows it's hurt and sorrow and pain. But the Great Spirit is saying, walk beside them all and try to help them and bring forth this information and ask us to become united and for us to remain tall upon the blanket that supports the source of nature's own breath and do these things to bring harmony, which we all share, and we all walk beside each other, side by side in peace, so we can help Mother Earth heal, because if we don't do these things, we will perish from the earth.
I know you mentioned, you know, a lot of our younger people are starting to see visions and spirits and so forth. And, you know, the about, 10 or 12 years ago, the psychological authorities revised their diagnostic and statistical manual, which is kind of their Bible. And they revised it to reflect the fact that certain cultures, people in certain cultures, you know, do hear voices, do see things, and that these things don't necessarily mean that a person is mentally ill if it's in a cultural context. And but the key to it is, let's say a young person that's up on the reservation up in Minnesota that you just went to has been praying to Creator for visions and has one, and it scares them. Well, you know, and they go to the elders, at this point, you know, a lot of the elders don't know, and a lot of the elders may not even have these experiences. Here's the point where that young person could become endangered if they go to, say, Indian Health Service and they start drugging them. If they shouldn't drug them unless and until that person feels that this dream or voice or vision or whatever is causing problems in their life. But you know, a lot of times when people first wake up to spirit, it scares them, and then they'll run off to a psychologist and they'll get told, "Oh, you're schizophrenic or whatever." So, you know, it's only been 10 or 12 years, you know, since the psychological authorities woke up to these things. So it's going to be catch-as-catch-can as far as whether kids or other people are going to be drugged or not, depending on who the therapist is and whether or not they're sensitive and ask the right questions. It is a real problem, though. Because, you know, it's been so long, you know, we're a long way from the people that we used to be, and especially here in the United States, you know, you pointed out just how much a lot of our people have forgotten. Not all of them, but a lot of them have, and that presents a real problem because we're assuming that we're still Native people, and then you have this war between the full bloods, most of whom have really become assimilated into white society, and the war between them and the mixed bloods. Because, I mean, let's face it, nowadays the mixed bloods have picked up the torch and they're carrying it, a lot of times full bloods don't like this, and would you like to comment on that?
Why, sure, why not? Commenting on many other things.
Are you? you're a mixed blood yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a 3/4 Shoshone and Paiute, and part Irish. So through these things is what I went through, and what many of our people going through. So the messages from the Great Spirit, and the things and dreams and visions, and studying history, you know, I looked at our people and I asked these many questions, and when the government rounded people up, put them on reservations, now they had white people that they rounded up with the Indians, and those people had buckskins on, they had peace bonnets on, and they were using feathers, and they looked just like the people, their same regalia, clothes, whatever you want to call it. They were doing healing ceremonies just like their next door brother who stood beside them, who was dark skinned. They were light skinned. They were doing the same healing techniques as what they were doing, believed in the same thoughts, the same way of the culture, and stood side by side in peace. But when the reservations were made, now they made blood quantums. And when they did these things, they put in judgments, prejudices, and these things into the full bloods who now carry prejudice against the brothers who came in those days, and they accepted them, and they married into the tribes and had children that were mixtures. They were not looked at as mixed bloods or quantum blood degrees. They were looked at as one, that they had a gift from the Creator, because the Creator had sent them in, the children, that way to bring love and peace and their gifts to help the whole of the oneness of the tribal peoples of those cultures and those nations. And the people have fallen into deceit and anger and have been fooled by the darkness and are calling these things traditions.
Yep.
So we have tribal peoples today in California, for example, that these mixed bloods are the lost children, and they won't even allow these children into the ceremonies because they've got black blood in them and Indian blood, or white blood and Indian blood, or vice versa, whatever it is that way. And it was never to be that way, because the Great Spirit had sent us all in to only teach love and respect for one another, and this is why it was needed. And now we're coming to the crossroads of what is really wrong, and what kind of thought forms do we need to have to bring peace. If we continue to do those thought forms and separate brothers from brothers and sisters from sisters, you got full-blooded tribal nations, and then the mother may marry another man, and then a half-brother may be white. That separates brothers, and they fight. And separates them. What do? Join gangs. And the young girls, too. Then even the old and the middle-aged, and that's what they went through, and they're beginning to die from cancers. Why? Because of thought forms. So they destroyed their cells because of thoughts. And those thoughts means that they are 70 to 90% water. When they have those thoughts, they make holes in themselves and makes us sicknesses, just like Dr. Meadow proved with his messages from water. And so through those thoughts and those things has caused the illnesses and the viruses and the sicknesses within the body. And by us not taking care of our traditions and cultures, by fighting over who should be enrolled and who shouldn't be, and who is full blood and who is mixed blood, and all this and that, doesn't even amount to a hill of beans of anything that even is worth talking about. All that is causing confusion, hatred, anger, and separation. When it was never the way, when the white man came here, they accepted them and they were in peace always, until wars and anger and hatred came into play. Well, those wars came because of anger and hatred and judgments and prejudices. And then it carried on to the Indian Wars, and now it's been distilled into the tribal nations because of reservations, impacting them, teaching them to be mad, angry, pissed off, sending them there. So that darkness will take them out of the truth of what they're, instead of what they need to do, is to forgive, do the ceremonies, and accept each other as brothers and sisters, no matter who they are or what they are. And these are the messages that the Great Spirit has sent for peace. And the same thing is happening in Israel, in Iran, in Iraq, and other countries around the world. The same thing. Now the time is purification time, and the gateway is getting ready to close in the underworld, and to take those brave, angry, hateful peoples off the planet, because they are in sadness and sorrow, and there's no hope for them, so Mother Earth and Father is going to clean them from the surface of the planet. And that's nature on its move right now.
Yeah.
So, if we want to understand some of these things, those who are doing that will fall beneath the sword. Those who don't do that will stay by working in peace. So the messages are that within the powwows, in our traditions and the cultures, we're speaking, carrying the weapons into the powwows, honoring the veterans. The messages are there's no more sword for sword, which would be like word for word. And by carrying these weapons into the powwows and into our ceremonies of Sundance is imprinting the people to go into war at the Tree of Peace. And at the Tree of Peace, we'll have nothing but peace. And these are some of the messages that the Great Spirit has sent to many of us, called the Warriors of the Rainbows, who will bring the messages of the wisdom to the peoples. Many will not like it. Many of the elders will be asleep at this time. Many will be afraid to even make a decision or what to do, because they will know not what to do, because they're stuck in the darkness. And this is what's taking place now. But we're on the move now. The dreams and the visions are coming to help wake up many.
Well, it's especially nice when if you show up on a reservation and then there's an elder or two there that says, hey, I saw you in a dream. You know, those kind of things really have credence.
Yes.
And into more and more of that. You know, one of the more obscure Hopi prophecies was that someday that the Hopi children would stop wearing their traditional haircut and they would shave their heads. And I noticed here about 12, 15 years ago that the kids down on the Navajo Rez and the Hopi Rez had started shaving their heads because they were joining Hispanic gangs. And I was just absolutely shocked. I know the elders were too.
Well, there's a reason for that. The darkness came in, and they came in with the gangs and the new cliques and the new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
So they shaved the hair off. Why do they shave the head? The tribal peoples have long hair. That holds electrical magnetic energy that stores great power within the brain. Once you cut that hair off, the brain doesn't store that powerful energy of thoughts that adds to the thoughts' power of peace. Now, once that's cut off, they don't get the messages from the Creator, this and that, and the energy force is not there, so they fall into darkness. And so those who shave their heads walk on the dark side. And those who have long hair get the messages of peace and stay in peace. And this is part of the darkness and the dark forces that came in to fool humanity, fool the youth. And so this is why they do that. And these are some of the messages that was given and to talk about that. This is why it's important for us to understand what hair is about. On our heads. Where is our brain? Where's our computer? It's on our head, inside our head. And then the hair electrifies the brain, circuiting, to keep it electrically charged, to be powerful. And then what do we have that's powerful? Thoughts. When we're using in positive white light thought forms, like clearing the water, we have high energy. We can clear the water within a second. If we don't have any hair on our head, we don't have high electrical charge in our brain. We have a low charge. A low charge is low vibration. That means it's dark. So the dark entities will come in, mean dark thoughts, anger, hatred, jealousy, pain, sorrow. Any emotion that is not good will set there and cause that person to be angry, and it's causing the problems that they're causing now. Those are some of the messages.
Excellent. Because I know a lot of cultures, you know, they go to war, they shave their heads, and you're probably for cleanliness, but they didn't realize that it was going to cause a problem with their brains. Isn't that ironic? That's amazing.
Well, there's many messages of scalping in the past. The darkness came in and told the people to take the hair. Well, why was it? I think it's self-explanatory now.
Yeah.
And many of those tribal nations are still hanging on to them scalps.
Yeah.
And calling them teaching powerful power. We have medicine. Look, we still have the scalps. Well, those scalps were taken in disrespect of taking people's spirits and energy from them. And that's the darkness, and they think it's power and medicine. Well, it is power. It's a dark power and a dark medicine that's causing the disruption in the families and the many things that's going on. A lot of our people think it should be proud for holding on to scalps. A lot of them still have them in their households across this country today. That means with the tribal nations. And then other nations of cultures collect them. And so they got the darkness within them, and they're dark people. They're angered, they're hateful, they're pissed off, they're separating the people all the time. Because of the energy and the force and the power that walks with how they did things in the past, and that energy is walking with those scalps, and the energy force is the dark force that's connected to that, that's keeping the people separated from walking in the truth. So those people who carry those go out and separate the people all the time in confusion and keep anger and hatred and jealousy continuing. So in the past, when those scalps were taken from the tribal nations, those relations of them people, they went after them tribes to get those scalps back. Why? Because they carried the spirits, and they wanted them to be at rest. If they weren't at rest, then darkness would take place, exactly what's taking place now. And it's still carrying on. So a lot of stuff is going on in a way that nature and knowledge of the wisdom of the past, needs to be retraced and to be understood and to be redirected with the truth called Spoken Truth. Right now, I have some people that wrote a book about me. And
Rosella?
I hope that many people can get this book. It's called Spoken Truth. And it's sold on Amazon.com and in Barnes & Noble's. So the work I've been doing in America, some people have been getting information in Europe about this. Now, they wrote about this in Europe by dreams and visions. And they wrote this book, and they were told to write it about the work that I'm doing here. So people want to know who I am and what I'm doing. And more information about what I'm talking about, I ask them to buy this book. And this book will promote healing centers for the tribal nations and for people like myself to have finances to travel to talk to other groups. So we won't have to be asking for money after money all the time. This gets old, asking for donations to travel to do our work. So those who will buy this book, those finances and those monies will go to promote my traveling and also build healing centers. And there's books. If there's one book out now, there's supposed to be four more books behind it called Spoken Truth. And so when they read these things, what I'm talking about is being put into the books already. It's not me writing it. It's coming through the spirits or speaking to people in Europe. And they're bringing it from the east, west. Talk about many things of truth in this book, and it's very powerful. And when the people read it and understand their emotions and their thoughts, and especially if they get Dr. Emoto's messages from water, how things work with the water, then they'll understand how things have been imprinted and why they need to be cleaned and cleared, the carpets of Mother Earth all over the planet. And especially for this Dolphin Nation ceremony that I'm proposing for the peoples to take under consideration and do. So this means, you know, these places are in Casper, Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Twin Falls, Idaho, Winnemucca, Nevada, Bishop, California, Ventura, California, Oceanside, California, El Centro. And then it goes up to Mona, Utah, Shoshone, Nevada, Moapa, Nevada, Saratoga, Wyoming, and Laramie, in Casper, Wyoming. This is a crescent moon. And then the star of this crescent moon is Hotavilla in Hopi lands. And I'm asking all of them to pray and vibrate the earth for 24 hours on May 13th and 14th so we can clear the sacred sites with our thought forms to purify the water, the earth, the land, and all things within that crescent moon. And then that crescent moon has a stem that runs off that going towards the north, towards Oregon and Washington. And I'm asking four tribes and five tribes to set on the platform of the cup and on the stem, three nations. And that is called like a Holy Grail cup. So, of course, I'll be accused of always going into religion now. Well, this is the cup of life. And when the cup of this cup runneth over with love and peace that is on the earth, we'll clear the sacred sites and everything within that. We'll get the vibration of love and peace, and our people will come back into a norm, more of a wisdom acknowledge as I travel to these nations, asking them to open in love and peace and harmony to reheal Mother Earth and their relationships in peace. On these sacred sites, I'm asking them to smoke the pipe of peace, to let go of the differences of those tribes and all of those sacred sites I mentioned, to come into love and honor one another for the love of Mother Earth, for the love of the children and our families, and to clear the water on those sacred sites. The darkness and the anger and the hatred that has been spilled into those springs, into the air, into the clouds, into the soil, into the trees, so that they could clear their sacred sites so they would be pure again. So when we go there to gather all the nations, we drink the water, smell the air, we have the darkness knocked out of us, anger, hatred, and jealousy, and we begin to come into peace. Work together, and these are the messages I'm asking our peoples to come together and asking the tribal nations to consider to allow the white people, the black, and the yellow nations to come together with them. And if not, at least them to come together first to understand what we need to understand is some of the messages that has been promoted. And the need is saying they have two choices. They have to make their own choices, not me to force them or say anything. It's saying, or tell them how to do anything. In other words, it's asking them to consider there's only two choices, to be or not to be. And this is the messages of what the earth is saying now. Anyone who's in an area that needs fixed and we don't fix it with our drums and our vibration, our sounds and our ceremonies, will be fixed by Mother Earth and by the Sun, our Father the Creator, through the electrical magnetic energy of the solar flares and the energies coming in the spirals towards the earth and from the moon itself. Grandmother, And on the earth, they will be sent out, called the sacred serpents, will come out of the earth, and they'll come out of the sun and the moon. And that will shift all of the earth's tectonic plates, and wherever these places aren't fixed is where there'll be catastrophes to fix the earth, and there'll be many deaths take place. But the earth will fix itself, and it's not going to wait for anyone.
So
these are the messages.
The name of the book is Spoken Truth, Spiritual Messages from Warriors of Old, and it's by Visions Life Force Foundation.
Yes.
And it's available on Amazon. They've got, you can buy it anywhere from new at $28.49 all the way down to used copies for like $14.68. And just need to go to Amazon.com.
Well, I ask them to go to my website and buy them there, because every time they buy a book, it promotes $1.50 to me. Every time they buy a book, it helps me travel.
And what's your website?
It's www.teton-rainbows.com.
Okay. Teton-rainbows.com.
Dash dot.
Yeah, teton-rainbows.com.
Right.
And, oh, that's fantastic. I'm going to have to get a copy of that myself. There it is. There you go. Spoken Truth, Visions of Life Force. I think that's great.
Well, there are some beautiful messages there, and we just took them to the Buffalo Ranch over there in Flagstaff, where the White Buffalo is.
Yep.
The lady picked it up, and she couldn't put it down, and she read it for 30 hours. And many others have said the same thing, and so it's beautiful messages of things, and I'm praying that the finances and the funding will come. What I'm looking for is trying to get 200 copies when I travel to the indigenous nations to give this information to the people to consider looking after I talk to them, to let them thumb through this book. It has pictures of the warriors of old who gave the messages. That means their ancestors. So I just came from the Navajo Nation over in Canyoncito, over in Grant's area, from an old elder over there. He's 106 years old. And he looked at those pictures and said, "Look, it's my mother. It's some of my relations in here." And he was stunned. And so his daughter picked up the book, and now she's reading it. And so they're looking for new ways of thinking, and so that really enhanced them and sparked them that, you know, there's something to what's going on. Through spirituality is what it is. It only is what it is because it isn't. We don't need to prove in science and this and that it works. We know it works. And that's all we need to know, and that's what the Great Spirit says. You've been given the power to be who you are. You are God. Use your minds, make what you need, fix it. That's what prayers are about.
We
about things and it comes to play.
We sure need to figure out a way to get you on like Coast to Coast AM. 10 million people listening. That would really help.
Yeah, it would.
And I'm not saying I can do it, but last year when Red Elk was ill, I got a hold of the telephone number for George Norrie's producer.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look, Nation.
I'm going to give her a call because I interviewed Adam Rubel last night, and Grandfather Carlos Barrios, because of the flooding down in Guatemala, they'd like to put on an appeal for funds also. So, but I'm going to tell them they need to get you on there too. That the work that you're doing is very important, and they generally usually don't put somebody on unless there is a book involved. And see what I can do.
All right. Well, I thank you there.
Ian Punnett is one of the hosts on the weekends, and I do correspond with him from time to time. He knows who I am because, you know, we work with Red Elk, and that's a cool book cover. You know, when you see the cover of Spoken Truth, it looks kind of like it's a dark cover, kind of.
It's a wolf.
Yeah, and you look at it, it looks like, I thought it was a hat or something. I did. And then I saw the two eyes, you know, and I went, oh my gosh, it's a wolf, you know. So, well,
wolf with a white feather, and so the wolf is saying that the days of the lone wolf is over, and so the wolf is gathering the packs of humanity back together through the sacredness of the white feather. Through the blue is the wisdom and the knowledge that's coming, through the white is the sacredness for peace.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on the show, and I'll get a hold. Like I said, I've got that phone number, and I'll let Ian Punnett know, and let's see what we can do, because there's got to be a way to get you more travel funds, and I know the folks on Coast to Coast would love to hear you.
Well, thank you for presenting that to them, and it would be great if you could do that, and if it's to be, then it will be. And I always enjoy being on your show talking, and I'm kind of short for time right now, so I'd like to probably just chop it off for a bit here and come back and speak at another time, if possible, in the future, and let you know what's going on with the ceremony. Right now I'm in California having a little tough go trying to find the right people to talk to in the tribal nations and the circles, and I have a great sister working with me today, she's ready to go out and get on the road and bring communication to the elders.
You know, even if you'd like to call in once a week, even if it's just for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to let people know where you're at, what you're doing, we can do that. Just give me a call.
Okay, that sounds cool. I like to do that.
Because if I'm in and we're not, you know, in the middle of a meal or because Betty's diabetic or going to some appointment, we can do it right there. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great there.
Yep. Good deal. All right, this has been Grandfather Blue Thunder, Benny LeBeau, the second interview, and we're looking forward to hearing from him again.
Thank you, Shoshone, from Wyoming, from the Wind River Reservation.
That's right. That's for my old teacher, Kent White Eagle Neal, grew up on that reservation. Well, thanks a lot to Grandfather Blue Thunder.
Well, many blessings to you, and safe journeys, and great health to you. And asking for more donations for you also. I know it's hard to keep your radio station going.
No, we just need just enough to.
My prayers will be with you.
Just enough to. We just ask for enough to stay on the air, and if we start getting more than we need, we're going to start sending it out to people like you to help. You know, I keep praying. You know, Grandfather Creator, you know, let me win the lottery, you know, because he knows exactly what I'd do with it. I'd fund you and Red Elk and everybody else that needed to get out and travel. You do a lot with $300 million, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would be something.
Can you imagine? Good.
These are messages that people are being ripped off in these areas, so when the money comes, we'd have to clear and clean it off.
Yeah, yeah. But can you imagine what we could do if we had $300 million? We could endow 100 elders, give them brand new motorhomes and way more than enough money to travel anywhere they wanted to go and eat for several.
Yeah, that'd be great to have a 28-foot motorhome,
yep.
A smaller one, and then have a vehicle small enough behind it that's easy on gas.
Little chase
back and forth when you're sitting somewhere. Those motorhomes are hard to take care of there, especially if you have to get off the road. So
that's right.
If anyone's out there listening and they want to help donate and they got millions, I pray that they will send some help with a new vehicle, a new horse, a motorhome, and a new vehicle to drag around to bring messages of peace. So I bless them and thank them if they would do this. And the Creator will bless them immensely, I know that, and for all of our people. Because we're doing the best that we can.
Well, thanks a lot. We're looking forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, you better. Have a good day.
Oh, we will too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you. Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look. Hey.
stone truth of other times, let the wind blow. Let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper. Thank you.